soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Giving God all the praises. Amen. And honor for the great things that he has done. Hallelujah. Amen. He makes his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us and to give us peace. Hallelujah. Amen. And I am feeling good in my spirit right now. Amen. How is your, it's Monday, y'all. How is your Monday? Glory to God. Amen. And when I tell you, praise God, amen, you got to get up ready. Amen. Sometimes it ain't that easy on a Monday morning. Amen. In just a few minutes, we'll let you know what's going on in your weather. We're going to start off a little different this morning. I mean, this afternoon, we're going to do the favor statement first. And then we're going to let you know what's going on in your weather. Just hold tight. We'll be right back.
My gospel soul, favor statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favor statement. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back, praise God, amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. Just want to make, look, y'all, it's Monday. When I say it's Monday, I can feel it. I can feel it. Lord, you know, just getting organized, getting myself together. I was in a rush today, went to the eye doctor. The eye doctor said, your eyes look fine. They look behind my eyes because I was diagnosed with Graves' disease. And Graves' disease is when you have hyperthyroidism and it causes your eyes to bulge. So they looked behind my eyes to make sure that my eyes were okay. And they said, hey, they look good. They don't see anything. And amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for that praise report today. I have a underneath my neck, I had a, what do they call a, well, I call it a knot because I said, you know, my neck right there, I have a knot. And so they did an ultrasound for that, and I'll be letting you know what that is in my up and coming podcast. Look, so today, let's see what's going on in the weather. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. It's Monday. Amen. Like I said, it took me a minute to get up. Amen. Well, let me know. No. Let me take that back. I am not a morning person, and it usually takes me a minute to get up. But this morning, I got on up because I had a dream last night that just pushed. Look, y'all know when y'all had them dreams, you like, I got to wake up. Woke up 7 o'clock. I said, no need to even try to go back to sleep because I got to go to the doctor. So went to the doctor, got a good little praise report, you know, got me some new glasses on the way because guess what? Even though I'm healthy, the eyes look healthy on the behind, I still got to have some glasses. All right. So y'all just, you know, y'all keep me lifted up in your prayers. Let's get into the weather. All right. All right. You know you're listening to My Gospel Show. Today is February the 5th. Yesterday was my big brother's birthday. Just sending him another shout out. Hope that you enjoyed your birthday. All right. Today is mostly sunny, near steady temperatures in the mid-60s, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Tuesday, sunny, highs in the upper 60s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. And for Tuesday, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, it's a hump day, it's partly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, and gusts are up to... Sorry about that. Amen. Let me get myself corrected. All right. Let's go over that again. Monday night, tonight, it will be clear. Lows in the mid-40s, north winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Amen. And for Wednesday night, cloudy, not as cool, with lows around 60. I had to go and check myself because I was about to wreck myself. Amen. Listen, so we thank God for another opportunity to be here with you today. It is Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review. So guess what? We're going to talk about this weekend. And listen, let me tell you something. You know, It's going to be a short synopsis, I'm just going to tell you. But we're going to talk about the weekend. Let's get into some good music. Y'all know I love Kenny Brown. So let's start off with Kenny Brown saying, without faith, it's impossible to please them.
With God, you can do all things. They say the just shall live by faith.
Welcome back. Welcome back. That was Kenny Brown saying, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to keep it moving. This next song coming up is by Penny Diamond, Forever Jesus, right here on My Gospel Song.
Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Hey, hey. I turn on my TV and all I can see is me and messing with little boys. Daddy's killing their own kids. What's wrong with grown men acting like fools? Picking up the high heels, putting down the tools. That's what they want, y'all. They want us to all lose. Mama raised the children while daddy be on booze. Now boys wearing their pants down, thinking that's cool. No, man, that's a shame. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Hey, hey. I turn off my TV and all I can see is my friends and all my family. Love, peace, and happiness. I see all the great things that God made true. Everything is beautiful. Life is so cool. This land was made for us to all use. Plenty enough for everybody, but it's controlled by the few. So I stand by my people, and we shall not lose. No, man, that's a shame. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Sometimes this world makes me wanna scream so loud, so loud. Hey, hey. Oh, baby, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. How many of you know that Jesus wants to bless you?
He when you're down and out and you need a friend.
You need
when you need someone, someone in which you can depend. Like a breeze over troubled waters,
goodness, that had me just toe up. I was just sitting here And I was just thinking about all that I had been through this past 2 years, and thinking about how everyone needs someone. And when you don't have someone, God's presence becomes very, very evident. Amen. And I think about the nights that I laid in my bed and couldn't sleep, whether it was my meds, whatever it was, and just look at the ceiling and ask God to keep me, or ask him why, or whatever I needed at that moment. No matter what it was, God would show me that he's listening. He would show me that if no one cares about the state that I am in, or how the state that my heart is in, or that my mind is in, that he cares. That he cares, you know. And I just thank God for, you know, I was testifying about my vehicle, and then something started happening with it, and the enemy immediately jumped on it. He was like, he got to talk and see, look, you bragging and you telling people about what God does, and now, and I immediately, God, you gave me this vehicle. God, you blessed me with this vehicle. Lord, this is yours. You know, sometimes when the enemy is talking so loud to you, you got to get louder. You got to pray louder. You got to shout louder. You got to sing louder to drown out the voice of the enemy. The enemy loves to just pounce on you. He loves to pounce on your problems, your issues. He loves to get in there and rattle around in your emotions and your feeling, your mind, and make you feel, because one of my biggest things is stability. And just real quick, lost a big chunk of my income, vehicle, things just started going awry. But God came right in there, but watch this, and it wasn't quick. I mean, it was, but it didn't feel quick. Let me say it like that. Because y'all know when you're in the midst of a go-through or a storm, or things are happening that's not in your favor, or that you wouldn't prefer to be happening, it does something to you. It seems like it's the longest walk or the longest experience, you know. And the enemy takes advantage. He loves to pop in there and get to having a whole conversation with you in the midst of your trial. And it's really the time for you to sing louder, praise louder. The word of God says, for the spirit of heaviness, you put on the garment of praise. And I know y'all hear me say that a lot in my podcast, is because it works. Amen. Prayer works. Fasting works. But sometimes, praise God, amen, when you need that instant, life preserver, you need something, praise him. Turn that music on. Turn it on loud. Just so God can recalibrate your mindset. Because when you have, you know, when I was learning about depression, they said it's when a whole lot of negative things happen back to back to back, and you haven't had the time to rejuvenate yourself. And then it's something else. Like you'll hear people say, well, my mom died, then my dad died, then I lost my job, then I lost my wife, or I lost my husband, and when all those things happen so close together, and you didn't get that opportunity to say, okay, I lost my job, okay, well, let me bounce back. But before you could bounce back, something else happened. It creates a chemical imbalance, to tell you, amen. But if you're not prayed up, it will cause a spiritual imbalance, praise God, where you get to questioning, you get in a mindset where, Lord, look at what the things I've done, Lord. I can remember it had gotten, the challenge had gotten so heavy that I started counting up the cost. I started counting up stuff. And the Lord said, how dare you? He had to deal with me. And I had to learn how to lean on him the more. Because you take us through a familiar situation. You take us through a been there, done that situation. Oh, we gonna pass through that because we've already been tested in that. But when you're in a brand spanking new trial, a brand spanking new test, or you're at a place where you don't want to go through a certain thing again, it will do something to you. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's important, amen, to lean on that relationship you have with God. It's important for you to understand that even in this trial, amen. Because sometimes you feel like you're being judged because things are just slipping through your fingers. And you start looking and trying and checking your life. And wait a minute, what did I, you know, when all that's needed at the time of the trial, all that is needed is for you to be present. Amen. Jesus has you. Amen. But it's just like any other attorney, praise God. Attorney not just going to show up and say, I'm your attorney, unless it's pro bono, you know, in the real world. But in the spiritual realm, praise God, God does not force our will. You want Jesus to speak on your behalf, you have to receive him, amen, to yourself. Praise God. Amen. And it's just that easy. And I want to encourage you, praise God, in that, to lean on God, trust God, amen. And I can tell you that it's not easy sometimes. Come on, when it feels like doors are being closed in your face, come on, at every turn, I can tell you that it is not easy, praise God. But if you lean, I tell people, close your eyes and lean. You know how they do that trust exercise where you got to close your eyes and the person you love has to stand behind you and you got to fall back and trust that they can catch you? I always say it like this. You got to trust that they can handle your weight. Oh, my God. You got to trust that God can handle your weight. You got to trust it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just wanted to encourage you and share a little bit, amen, about, amen, what I just encountered. Praise God. And just to let you know, amen, that God has not left you. Come on. And if you feel far from him, all you have to do, come on. Like they say, come on back home. Come on in a little bit closer and he's there for you.
Joy he brings.
My Jesus is a joy to me.
You got to trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. It's about faith. Praise God. Amen. I have really, really enjoyed myself today. Amen. Got a blessing myself. Amen. Listening to the podcast today. Amen. Well, listen to the music today. Amen. God knows how to reach us. Praise God. Amen. We be about our own business all day long. Praise God. Amen. And when God needs to, amen, send us a word or to reassure us, praise God, amen, he knows how to reach us. Again, you're listening to My Gospel Soul. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, God bless.